I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese. We are live at the Farley Plaza. That's right. It's the official kickoff of summer, and that means Free Toll Friday. Atlantic City Expressway, Farley Toll Plaza. Pete pays your toll today from 5 to 6 p.m. Pete is on site. He's ready to go. We'll talk to him later. This is a how many years have you done this? I know you used to do Hershey Park.
Yep.
When you worked with Michael B.
Yep.
I remember you guys going up
and
there.
And then Pete moved us here. That's what he did. That was Pete.
So that was Pete up there.
In Hershey Park, yep.
He sponsored that, and then he got this.
Yep.
So, I mean, this has got to be – I mean, we've been doing the show six. I think this is 6 years.
Well, minus the couple of years we missed with the pandemic.
Right.
It's probably about 7 or 8 years now, right?
Got to be.
Yeah.
Did you do one with Chris?
Yes.
So you did that one with him. Yep. Yeah. So we've been doing this for a while. It's great. It's great to see everybody as they're stopping to use the bathroom. They're like, hey, I didn't know you guys were here. Mm-hmm. Like, yep, we are here.
So how many different shores are there? Like shore towns? A lot.
So just I would say in, because some people from this area will go to Long Beach Island and go to points a little bit north. But like I always grew up going to Ocean City, New Jersey, or like Sea Isle City when you get a little bit older, and then some of the people go to Avalon.
Wildwood.
Jack goes to Wildwood.
Wildwood Crest. Is that the younger place?
Wildwood is, Jack, how would you describe Wildwood?
Other than Delco of the shore.
What the hell does that mean?
215-592-9494 if you'd like to talk about that with Jack. It's has a big boardwalk. And the beaches are huge.
Okay.
And it's Wildwood is
Ocean
is
City
bigger.
Is the only place I've actually been out on the shore.
Right.
We used to play down in Wildwood charity basketball games, but I never went to the shore to Wildwood. We used to, with the Eagles, we used to go to Wildwood every year and play.
And play, but you weren't at the beach with
no.
surfing or anything.
No. Ocean City is the only place, and that's the where the families go, right?
Because Ocean City's dry, no Ike juice.
Yeah, I know. You got to get it before you cross the bridge.
Yeah, and restaurants don't sell it. Sea Isle's like college age, Avalon's maybe when you're a little bit older. Cape May doesn't have a lot going on, but it's beautiful. Okay. That's as south as
now,
you
where
can
was,
go.
Now, where was Jersey Shore?
That was Seaside Heights, so that's further up north. That's central Jersey.
Okay.
And then you have some of those shore towns.
See, I didn't even know that.
I mean, listen, we'll continue your shore education. But right now, we have a legend on the phone.
Yes.
Ike Reese. Many, many Phillies and Braves games where this gentleman was manning center field, and he joins us right now. The great Andrew Jones joins Marks and Reese here on 94 WIP in Philly. Andrew, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, thank you. All right, so let me ask you this, because this is kind of where we are with the Phillies right now, is you had a magical run. They got hot late in the season, obviously beat the Braves, got to the World Series, but this year it's been a little bit of a sluggish start. How difficult from your experience is it to get going from where you make the World Series and you're as high as you could be, and then the next season's not as easy as it had been the last part of the playoffs there for the Phillies?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough to compare. I mean, you know, we've been in that situation many times. I mean, since we won the World Series in 95, you know, 96, we did that. We went to the World Series, you know, lost against the Marlins in 97. In 99, we made the World Series. The very next year, 2000, you know, the Mets took over. We got beat by St. Louis. So, you know, you're always trying to get the team to get into the run to continue to succeed every year and get on a streak. But it's so tough because every team now is trying to build up to reach that championship, to get to the World Series. So it's tough to repeat and get on that streak that, you know, you're always in the playoff and get a chance to get to the World Series.
Yeah, and the flip side of that, right, is when you don't necessarily meet expectations. Atlanta was such a great regular season team last year, and they walked the New York Mets down, won a division, and then the Phillies overtook them in the playoffs. Just speak about it from sort of that perspective when you don't sort of meet expectations and you're coming back the next year. Seems like Atlanta is refocused, and they're trying to avenge what happened last year.
Well, I mean, I think last year the Phillies got hot at the right time. You know, we were not on the, you know, we have too many injuries and the guys were not fully recovered from the season. And, you know, you can make excuses for everything. I mean, you know, everybody make excuses. You know, we didn't have this person, we didn't have that person. And everybody, when you lose, you always make that, you know, we didn't have our guys on 100% that year. But, you know, a lot of credit to the Phillies. You know, they got hot. They went out there and they took care of us and took it all the way to the World Series. And you know, fortunately, they lost against the Astros. But you know, the Phillies, like you said, you know, when you say earlier, they didn't start the season on the right turn where they wanted to be. You know, they spent a lot of money. They trying to build a team to win, and you know. You know, they got Girardi. Girardi got fired. You know, Thompson took over, and they went on the street after that. So sometimes when you make change like that, you know, guys get more loose. They get on the streak, and, you know, it's, you know, we go in there and have fun. And if we make it, we make it. We got a good team, but if we make it, it's great. We're going to just roll it out, and that's what they did. They got on a hard streak, and they kept going and did everything that they had to do to win, you know, to win the division.
Andrew, as a player, you hit Memorial Day and you're however many games under 500. Like, when does it start to become more urgent for a player? Because we, as fans, we want to see wins and we worry. But as somebody, like, you played 17 seasons, so you've seen it all, done it all. All right, you know, like, there were 50-some games in right now. Like, at what point to a player does it start to become, like, all right, we got to start picking this up before you start getting worried about the season?
I think right around, you know, after the All-Star break, if you don't have a good start, I mean, you know, I didn't make a lot of All-Star games because I was not a good starter of the season. You know, I wanted to, you know, our plan is to get healthy and stay healthy through the playoff. Our goal when we break spring training is to win the division and win a World Series. And that was our goal from the beginning. And, you know, guys have good start, guys have slow start. Some people always have slow start and finish with great numbers. And that was one of those things that I did a lot. You know, I didn't have a good start, but I go out there and help my team win every day, if it was defensively or maybe take a walk or get a hit here and there. But, you know, I always wanted to finish my season with the numbers that I predict myself to have towards the end of the year.
That kind of leads me into a question, and we sort of have a little bit of a concern about a new acquisition that we acquired this year in Trey Turner. He seems to be off to a little bit of a slow start. You kind of feel with him. He's been such a great player in the past. You think he'll be able to sort of fight his way through whatever he's struggling with right now? He's just not looking like the player that he's been.
I mean, numbers speak for himself. I mean, these guys are so consistent. And, you know, sometimes they have some slow start. Sometimes they have, you know, fast start. I think everybody saw what he did in the WBC, and he basically was the MVP of the WBC if U.S. would have won. But, you know, everybody look at that, and he didn't carry that into the regular season and have a great start. But, you know, everybody, when a team struggles, they always go to that main guy that everybody just want to pick on. And I think, you know, Philly is a tough crowd. And, you know, I see that, and I tell everybody that everybody asks me this question all the time. Where's the tougher fans in it? And everybody thinks it's New York. Philly is the toughest fans in the game, and it's a tough crowd out there, and they will let you know.
Yeah, and they've been letting them know a little bit. It's just starting, Andrew. They've been letting them know a little bit. But he had a big home run to tie the game the other day. Hey, and we're talking to Andrew Jones. You were a Yankee the last 2 years of your career, and I believe your paths with Rob Thompson, Philly's manager, he was on the staff. What did you think when Rob got the job, and what do you think of Rob?
Well, I was so happy at Rob. I mean, I know Rob. You know, like you say, from the Yankees, I had him 2 years over there. He was the first base coach, and then the other one, he was bench coach. You know, he always worked with the outfielders, always ready to work and trying to patch nodules out to everybody and trying to make everybody better. And I was so happy. I mean, it stopped C.J. Girardi getting fired, but you know, it is what it is. And, you know, that's what baseball is about. But, you know, for a guy that, you know, like Rob Thompson, to be in the game for so long, never got an opportunity to manage in the major league and get that opportunity, I was so happy for him. You know, I hate that they beat us in the playoff, but after that, I was happy that they got an opportunity to get to the World Series and you know, maybe he can and get a career start that way.
So, Andrew, your son is a huge prospect. Was the second overall pick in the draft last year. I know he started his pro career this year. I think he got an early injury. But what's it like being a dad of a big time prospect? You played 17 years. You were a kid when you started playing. You were 19 in the big leagues. What's it like being on the other end as a dad? Hall of Fame career, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for him. I mean, I'm proud of him. What he accomplished in his young baseball career so far, get a chance to make his decision to go pro and since go to college. It's a big move. It's a big move from high school to professional level. And it's a lot of games, and it's a lot of repetition. It's a lot of, you know, things that you need to work on and then on an everyday basis. So it's tough. You know, I'm happy for him. You know, all I can do is, you know, support him, give him the right knowledge of the game, and he have to go out there and do it himself.
Where was your favorite park to hit? You played in Veterans Stadium for a number of years, and you were able to play.
You hit it right there. I think I love Veterans Stadium. I mean, wow. You know, when you guys had that turf up there, it's a lot of hits. You know, you hit the ball on the ground, you can beat it out because you were young and the legs were fresh. So you can get an easy infield hit, and I felt like the ball carried pretty good in that stadium. And I think I hit, you know, one of my longest home run in my career there.
How many?
I did not expect him to say Veterans Stadium.
How many of your home runs do you remember?
You know, I mean, yes, you know, you go back and you look at other stadiums, but I think because you play, you know, the Philly in the same division, for so many games, you get used to it and you just get excited about it, but you know, you can name, you know, Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium, Boston, you know, those stadiums that's just been so many memories on it from, you know, players that you idolize and players that has played for a long time on those fields. Is you know, you get excited to go out there to those stadium and play.
Wrigley, Fenway, the Vet. So Andrew, Ike's a former Eagle and Falcon, by the way. You guys were stars in the same city in Atlanta, but he played on the Vet.
Stars is kind of one of us.
I know who he is.
But yeah, like playing football and baseball might have been totally different on that on the Veterans Stadium turf. But you know, baseball
hey,
players.
Let me tell you,
a lot
of guys were complaining about it, but you know, for me to go play, I don't know how many games we play on there, and play, you know, 3-game series, and I'm out of there. I go out there, do damage, and I leave. And, you know, the team that got to play 82 games on there, that's the ones that get hurt. So, you know, I was just excited to just go out there and have fun. I mean, I play this game, you know, I love this game since I was a little kid. And, you know, all I wanted to do is just do it. And I got an opportunity to do it on a higher level. And I enjoy every day that I have the opportunity of it.
Well, Andrew, we appreciate it. You're a gentleman. Yep. Before we let you go, what do you think of the new rules? In baseball,
you know, hey, as a fan, the game is going pretty fast. You know, we're not playing those 3-hour and 30-minute game no more. So, I mean, we do, but we really don't do on a consistent basis. But that's the only part that, you know, I like about it. But after that, it's still baseball. I think, you know, it should be a couple more changes here and there. I think the pitcher should get a chance to call himself timeout because he's going to be on the repetition going. And I think when we get to the playoff, every pitch matters. So, yeah. You know, I think they need to, you know, get used to that, but still get a chance to adjust to those time and the minutes or the seconds that they get.
Mm. Andrew, appreciate it. Hope you
thank
have a great
man.
Weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. Andrew Jones. I don't think I've heard a former baseball player say that they understand why they're doing it, but as a former player, they realize that it changes a lot of what they're doing.
Yeah,
and I wonder if they do get to the playoffs, if they won't be so rigid about the rules and maybe get extend it a little bit or whatever.
Sure.
So, Jack, do you think they'll do that in the playoffs? You think they would even change it to where they get more time?
Or? I'm curious to see what the reaction to playoff baseball is going to be this year because no one ever complains about the pace of play in playoff games. And I wonder if, like, they got rid of the zombie runner the last couple years in the playoffs. They've changed some rules in the playoffs. So maybe if the reaction is, like, this is actually going too fast, they totally scrap it. But at the same time, these guys have gotten so used to speeding up to throw that on them, I think, would screw them up. So I think they'll kind of play it by ear. I think they'll try to be rigid with it this year. And then if it feels off, I think they could adjust from there.
Yeah, even if they just gave them five extra seconds. Yeah, you just gave them 10 extra seconds, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 5 extra seconds makes
a
world of difference for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're live at the Farley Toll Plaza. Free Toll Friday is today. Pete pays your tolls from 5 to 6 p.m. While you head to the shore, enjoy Chickies at the Shore in Egg Harbor, Ocean City, the Wildwoods, and in Atlantic City. There you go. You can't avoid Chickies and Pete's.
Oh, hell, like,
even
no,
if you try.
No, man. Yeah, land, by land, sea, or air, it don't matter. He's everywhere.
It's true. Yeah, I've never been in the airport without a Chickies in front of me.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. Jack, what is your primary shore town, by the way, since we were talking about it before?
I'm a Sea Islesman.
You're a Sea Islesman.
Sea Islesman?
Yeah. I grew up with a house in Ocean City, so I liked Ocean City. And then I was like in my high school, I guess it was more like Avalon. But as I settled and I made my own decision, I think I'm a Sea Isle guy.
All right. So final answer, you like Sea Isle.
Yeah,
right,
that's my final
home
answer.
Shore.
Yeah, exactly.
Stone Harbor is a...
it's bougie.
It's a bougie...
Ah, I've never been to Stone Harbor.
It's very nice. Stone Harbor is very nice. And then you go north of... you go a little bit north.
I'm trying to be where the bougie folks at.
Yeah, well, that's not
Harbor.
All of us can be you. Some of us
that'd
are Wildwood
Stone
guys.
Over at Avalon.
Yeah. I'm trying to be where the bougie folks at,
right.
Man.
And then you get... And then you start to go up a little bit. You get Ventnor...
Yeah, see, like, I don't know who goes
I
to those beaches. Yeah, no.
That's like a family town. I know I'm friends with somebody, longtime friends with somebody who, like, his grandparents, they had a house in Ventnor, so, like, that's where he's always went. But Ventnor's close to Atlantic City, so you go Margate, Ventnor, and then you go Atlantic City, Brigantine.
If it's not Cape May County, I'm out.
Is that not Cape May? Is that Ocean County?
I don't know. I think it's north of Atlantic City, I think.
Brigantine's very nice. Like it's north of Atlantic City, but you can take your Jeeps out on the beach. You can drive out on the beach. So it's not like, you know, if you've been to Ocean City, you're not taking any cars out on the beach.
No.
But Brigantine, you can. The beaches are huge, and there's certain beaches where you can bring them out there. So it's pretty cool. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in Broomall, Pennsylvania. Vince, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What is up? What's up,
I wanted Vince? To correct Jack. First of all, Wildwood is the northeast of the shore, and Sea Isle is Delco and Shore. Come on. That's how it lays out there.
Yeah, but where does South Philly go then?
I think it's more South Philly's spread out. I mean, I know, like Big Daddy, I know had a house in Sea Isle. But Big Daddy would also go to Wildwood, too. He liked both of those. South Philly, right. I don't know. I really don't know which area they would go to.
Well, South Philly, check in and tell us where you go.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But and then that other guy from Deptford, I know he's getting so much ink, and that's like he's winning. Like, he's totally winning. All the caller
he's
after
totally
caller.
He's totally winning, yes.
Calling to – but he's the thirstiest, most disingenuous. We live in a culture now where – we prop up people with nothing proprietary to offer anybody. We made Honey Boo Boo famous. We made the Kardashians famous. We made people, influencers famous for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what Andy is. He completely lifted the Are We Live, Are We Hot thing. He removed one word from it. And the fact that you guys were even sort of trying to be nice to him and give him credit was like, it was really frustrating because if you do that in comedy or music, you're canceled forever. Like, Ed Sheeran just finished a 10-year lawsuit where his song sort of kind of sounded like Let's Get It On from Marvin Gaye. And he had to battle tooth and nail to prove his innocence there. This dude admitted he lifted it, and he removed one word. He's had nothing genuine about anything. His calls are not interesting. He's not Herb. He's not Chuck. Like, Bryce Harper thought Chuck was fake. When he realized he was real, it was like, wow, this guy, they're genuine. And that's why their brands build, because they're actually genuine. And we can't. Callers, I implore you, do not give this, even though I'm doing it right now.
Yeah,
he doesn't deserve our attention. It's ridiculous. His calls are not interesting. I mean, what, you're rich because you went to senior week? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
I know it doesn't, Vince. That's why I hung up on him, and I didn't want to give him the – I didn't want to fight with him.
Well, the only interesting part about his calls are when he riles you up and you guys go back and forth. Outside of that, you remove that, and there's nothing there. There's no product of any kind of value there.
Vince, you might be the smartest caller that we've ever had.
That was awesome, Vince. That was awesome.
Well, he's like the Mike Moffitt level of phony. Like, I mean, he's just – I had to call and just go. I mean, he's just ridiculous. I mean, Chuck – Herb, guys like that, beautiful callers they have. They're genuine. They bring their heart. They bring their soul. All the stuff Philadelphia loves. And they're not lifting stuff. Like, the dude even admitted he lifted it. He flat out said it. He was like, oh, I made it better. It doesn't matter. You still lifted an idea. It's the principle of lifting an idea. It's not just about the actual material you're lifting. It's the idea of it. That's idea plagiarism.
Wow, my Vince, you're awesome, man. If this is a new caller Friday, you just won. You're the new caller. You're a regular caller now, Vince.
All right, Rob.
Well, you know, I was going to talk about the Phillies, but we already know the deal there.
Oh, that was better. Yeah,
that was much better. Well, thank you, Vince.
All right, well, you guys have a good weekend. Happy Memorial Day, and I'll talk soon.
All right,
brother.
Vince
Brumall, Well, I'll say this. You know, Andy's getting a rise out of everybody.
Yeah.
Pause. But I'm just saying, he really is, man.
Yep.
No, he's crawling under everybody's skin.
And it's one of the reasons why I think he's valuable is he does get under people's
he's
skin.
Valuable.
And I do realize that when I fight with him, it's the bet. When he's fighting with others or I fight with him, that's the only time I would say that it's worthwhile radio.
Yes.
So you have to mix it in, but he also makes it easy to mix it in. Mm-hmm. Just like Elliot yesterday, he really instigated me. He said a thing twice that he knew was gonna. I couldn't let go the second time. It instigated me, and I'm glad he did, because I liked it was fun. I liked fighting with him, but I didn't want to fight with Andy today. I didn't want to give him the tie. I was
you
mad.
You got a quick trigger this week.
Me?
Yeah.
Who else am I fighting with?
Well, I mean, it didn't go well with Herb earlier this week.
Oh, well, I didn't yell. I mean,
I'm looking at a threesome.
Oh, it's over with Herb.
You didn't reel him back in either.
I didn't. Nope. Did he call again today, Jack? I didn't hear.
Yeah, but I heard it was a bad call.
Was it?
Yeah, so I think maybe we can get him back for cheap.
Oh,
now.
He called to the midday and it was a bad call.
Yeah, like I'm hoping that he's kind of tanking his value and we don't have to give up the farm to go get him. So I think if we wait this thing out and the midday continues not knowing how to use him, like we might be able to get him back for, I don't know, Brahim in Jacksonville? That's not fair. I actually like Brahim, and he does not like
him. He hates Julius.
What are you talking about?
No, I know. I was trying to think of a caller off the top of my head that I feel like we could mix in.
It would cost us either Chuck or Elliot. And I'm not giving up Elliot.
You would be willing to give up Chuck. I don't know if
yes.
we, you might be outruled there 2-1.
No, I know. No, believe me, I know Chuck's not going anywhere.
Give up Chuck to show folds, man.
Right.
I'll tell him that.
And I respect that, right? Like, Jack gave away the really the best caller he gave away in a poker bet.
Well, and Herb called my bluff. I mean, damn it. Guy's not calling us.
No, you literally, Jack, the poker, like, it's in a movie where there's this poker game going on and the guy's out of money, so his Rolex is in the middle of the pot because that's all that he has left. That's what you did.
Yeah, and I was going up against the ringer.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. And a star was released in the NFL today.
Oh, yeah.
Should the Eagles get involved?
Let's go.
We'll get into that. Yeah. In phone calls. Block party weekend. Block Jack is playing your favorite hits of today's 90s and today. That's all coming up. We're live at the Farley Plaza, Marks and Reese.
Hey, Tasty Cake believes it's what's on the inside that counts, but a sweet new wardrobe doesn't hurt. Your favorite Tasty Cake treats like butterscotch crimpets, candy cakes, pecan swirls, and more are now in new packaging. The treats you know and love have not changed a bit, only their fresh new packaging. That's right, new look, same tasty treats. So start your summer off right and grab yourself a Tasty Cake treat today, because the only thing better than what's on the outside is what's on the inside. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.